From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The president's counterterrorism advisor says the U.S. has so dismantled al-Qaeda that the potential for a near-term strike on U.S. soil seems slim. John Brennan spoke on Fox News Sunday. He says the U.S. remains mindful of the threats that could accompany the impending one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden.
We are not going to let down our guard, and we're going to stay extra vigilant, in fact, during this period of time.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Brennan said Americans in many locations overseas are advised to be vigilant ahead of the anniversary. Also today, Brennan was asked about the drama unfolding in Beijing involving Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng. He would not comment specifically, but says the administration will do what's appropriate. Secretary of State Clinton and Treasury Secretary Geithner are heading to Beijing this week for a long-planned strategic and economic discussion. An advocacy group in Texas called China Aid says that Chen escaped from house arrest and is taking refuge at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. In Nigeria, an attack on a church service at a university campus has left 16 people dead, and PR's Ophelia Quisdarton says no group has claimed responsibility.
Details are filtering through that at least three explosions struck an older section of Bayero University campus in the historic northern city of Kano. Students were holding a Christian church service at the lecture hall. A spokesman for Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency, Abubakar Jibril, said there was sporadic gunfire, adding that rescue officials were initially unable to reach the site because what he described as a terrorist attack was continuing. Northern Nigeria and, in January, Kano specifically, have been hit by a wave of attacks by a radical anti-government Islamist sect known as Boko Haram. The name means Western education is sinful. Ophelia Quisdarton, NPR News, Juba.
A racing tragedy off the coast of California has left three people dead. A sailor who retrieved two dead bodies said the yacht looked like it had been through a blender. We get more on this story from Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio.
According to the U.S. Coast Guard, the dead and missing crew members are from the sailboat named the Aegean, which was participating in the Newport to Ensenada International Yachting Race. Debris and bodies from the boat were found near the Coronado Islands off the coast of Mexico. Officials haven't determined what happened to the vessel, which is based in Redondo Beach, California. 2 weeks ago, five crew members died after waves swept them off a yacht 30 miles from San Francisco. The Coast Guard has temporarily stopped issuing permits for races off the Northern California coast until an investigation into that incident has been completed. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
This is NPR News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Myanmar, also known as Burma. It's his first visit there since a self-described civilian government assumed power. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that Ban is the latest in a string of foreign dignitaries to observe developments there.
Ban has said that one goal of his trip is to acknowledge the country's progress in democratic reforms and that the UN is committed to helping Myanmar push the reforms forward. Ban will meet President Thein Sein and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and become the first foreign dignitary to address Myanmar's parliament. Ban is also scheduled to visit the northern Shan state where the UN helps Myanmar to eradicate opium poppies. Also in Myanmar is the European Union's top diplomat, Catherine Ashton. The EU announced that it would suspend most of its sanctions against the Burmese government. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Attention soccer fans, tickets for the soccer tournament at the London Olympics go on sale tomorrow in London before noon local time. Organizers are selling 1.4 million tickets. This sale lasts until May 6th. A couple of weeks after that, another million tickets will be made available. Simple assault charges have been filed against a former Miss New Hampshire USA. 26-year-old Nicole Hudd is accused of punching, kicking, and biting her boyfriend. The box office giant this weekend scored its points outside the U.S. Walt Disney's Avengers premiered overseas with a reported $178 million in ticket sales.
You were made to be ruled.
The movie opens in North America next Friday. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.